Thanks so much for joining us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and time for another edition of Mondays with Mike. This is a monthly segment where we tell you the latest changes or updates within WPR, and we give you the opportunity to tell us how we're doing. And we have WPR Radio Director Mike Crane joining us once again. We'll talk about some changes for La Crosse area listeners, what they can expect to hear. Talk about how to find WPR's new Instagram account and an upcoming informative live online conversation with Stephanie Elkins, host of Morning Classic. So we're looking forward to hearing what Mike's got to say and looking forward to hearing from you. I hope you'll join in. Tell us what you've enjoyed on WPR lately and maybe where you think we could improve. Number to call, 800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Mike Crane, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
It's always good to be here.
Maybe we could first talk about some of those schedule changes coming up for La Crosse area listeners. What will we be seeing there?
So there are some programs that are kind of legacy programs we've had on for a very long time, but we've been learning that our listeners are interested in hearing some other things, so the WLSU schedule is changing somewhat. And so there'll be more live hours of classical music on that channel, also the Met Opera and Simply Folk and more. And to make room for the additional service, that means that the old locally produced jazz programming and World Cafe will be removed from the schedule. You can find more information, those of you that listen to WLSU sometimes, and a complete schedule at WPR.org.
All right, there we go. Listeners can now find us on the social media app Instagram. What kind of content are we posting there, Mike?
Pictures. And I have to tell you, Larry, I love thinking of this, having grown up in radio, and I've been in television stuff too over the years, but imagine pictures for radio besides the one that are in our heads. And we just have, as we've expanded our presence on the World Wide Web, we got to the point where the occasional picture became a need for us to take a lot of pictures for news. And we have just a wonderful photojournalist, Angela Major, and she's got us started on Instagram. It's easy to find. It's instagram.com/Wisconsin Public Radio. And, you know, I've just, right now, actually, Larry, I'm looking at the page, and we've just gotten started. We've already have more than 300 followers. And they're just, you can see that she's a remarkably skilled photographer. And the pictures tell a story, and you can click on some of them and learn more about that particular photo. And so I encourage you to check it out, instagram.com/Wisconsin Public Radio.
All right. Mike, we have one other thing I wanted to get to before we take calls. And again, you can join us at 800-642-1234 if you have a question or comment for Mike, or email at ideas@wpr.org. But we just had our winter member drive wrapped up last week. It had, I think, 2,200 people donated during the drive, and thank you, everybody who donated. We really appreciate it. How do you think it went, Mike?
Really great. And, you know, of course, I tend to focus on the internal aspects as well as the external. And a member drive is just such an incredible partnership of regulars like you, Larry, irregulars like me, and all of the behind-the-scenes people that from our membership department and production department all pulling together to do something that, you know, we do a few weeks a year, but the rest of the time we're doing this. And so I was really pleased with the results. We're meeting our targets for the year, which, given COVID, we were pretty worried about. But thank you, members. You're holding on. And here's one particular fact that I love, that we met that $50,000 match for the new and increasing sustaining members. That was a big new stretch for us to try that, thanks to the members that made that possible, including the ones who either increased their sustaining membership or signed on for the first time. It means more reliable, stable funding for WPR.
I always think it's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, it is. Maybe more for us than for our listeners, right, Larry? But very necessary. You know, I did get a note from a listener as we started the drive, concerned about the fact that this seems like an old-fashioned method. You know, couldn't we do something more modern? And I wrote back and said, I understand that, but most fundraising methods are old-fashioned, and this is still the best way for us to reach new members, people who aren't already supporting.
Let's take a call. Gary in Glendale. Gary, thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Larry. First, I want to thank you for organizing that amazing Hawaii trip we had about 8 years ago. It was a great experience, and it's one of the tours that you, everybody was perfect.
Thank you, Gary.
Secondly, I want to lodge a complaint with Mike, and then I'd like to conclude with an ongoing question. My complaint is the way that On Point has been handled. We've got Magda Takavari, one of the best news, if not the best interviewer in radio, reduced to 4 hours a week, and then cut off, cut off from the Friday program, which is really gone. Now, I understand that this could be a NPR maneuver that does it because Channel 36 and has been riddled with mismanagement things by NPR. It's just a shame. And not to degrade Jen White either. She's a great interviewer. But, Magda was just so exceptional to have her time reduced by 60%, I think is really a shame.
Well, thanks for the comments, Gary, and I share your admiration and appreciation for Magda. And this was a decision that was made at WBUR alongside NPR. WBUR is the producing station, and they decided to make it an hour daily and also pre-recorded. They're no longer doing it live. And that was the cause of our moving Jen White and 1A up to the 9 o'clock slot, is that we were actually broadcasting that on delay. And so we wanted that to be live so there'd still be opportunity for people to participate, whether it's email or the occasional phone call they take or whatever. And then because we moved it, we were reluctant to move Science Friday in the afternoon because that's so popular. And so trying to figure all of that out has been hard. And I think I wish I had a solution because I think she's great too.
Yeah, I would agree. She does a wonderful job. But at the same time, Jen White is very good. That's a very good program, I think, anyway. I enjoy listening.
Yeah.
Bill in Kakana, your turn. Hi, Bill.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was really kind of upset when you took off old-time radio on Saturday and Sunday night, and I really don't think there was a good reason for it. And that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back as far as stopping being a sustaining member. And then there's some other programs, too, that you changed. And, like now we got Bullseye. I don't know if you guys listen to that or not, but that's totally irrelevant for this area. And there's some other shows, too. And so I quit being a sustaining member, and I really don't listen to WPR or public radio much anymore. I'm really disappointed in that. I guess that's all I have to say. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
All right. Well, thanks, Bill. It makes me sad whenever someone's that disappointed in WPR, Larry. I have to say that one of the things I really do enjoy, though, talking to listeners, even ones like Bill that are upset with us, is the long memory of wonderful programs. And as I was thinking about coming on here this morning, I was thinking about all the things I remember as well.
Let's take a call from Jeff in Superior. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, gentlemen. Good morning. I'm hoping to see Larry Mueller come up here to Bayfield, Washburn, maybe Ashland or Superior or even Madeline Island and maybe broadcast. Do you guys have the technology to do remote broadcasts maybe once or twice a year and get out of Madison?
Larry, I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, I think it's been close to 20 years. I've been going to Bayfield for Bayfield in Bloom. And we had the consecutive year streak broken this last year, when of course, because of COVID. But I've always enjoyed doing it, and we always get a very large crowd of people for it. So I kind of miss it, but the COVID has put a little bit of the kibosh on it for now.
Yeah, we've got a lot of things that we've loved to do. The Simply Folk Shindig is another one. Just sad to have to let those things go, at least for the moment.
At least for the moment. So stay tuned, Gary. Maybe we'll be able to bring some. Well, we certainly hope we're going to be able to bring some of that back sooner rather than later. Well, Mike Crane's our guest today. It's great to have him come on as WPR director to talk with you and answer your questions. And he'll be with us right up until 12:30 today. We are going to take a quick look at the news, the weather. We'll find out what else is in store for us here on the Ideas Net. And then we'll be back with Mike. You stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller for the Ideas Network. Thanks for listening to the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and you are joining us for our monthly Mondays with Mike conversation. Great to have back Mike Crane, director of Wisconsin Public Radio. What would you like to know about operations or programming on WPR? Maybe a comment about a show or event. What have you appreciated or wish we do more of during the pandemic period? Give a call at 800-642-1234 or email at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. Sharon in Eau Claire has something for us, Mike, so let's go there. Sharon, hi.
Yes, hi. Thanks for the opportunity to give feedback. I have been a 30-plus year listener and supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio, and I just have to say I really miss our local Wisconsin voices and subjects. We used to have, for example, Kathleen Dunn, Joy Cardine, Kevin McKinley on Your Money was a favorite show, and the time slots they were in, I also thought were just perfect for listeners. Kate does a great job in the morning. It's not to take away from Kate or anything, but I really miss the Wisconsin voices that we used to have. I can get news anywhere. So 1A and On Point is often just a repetition of things I read or things I've already heard. Yes, it does go a bit more in depth, but it's nothing like the expertise on subjects that matter to Wisconsinites, like Larry's show, for example. So more of that is really what I'd like to see. And again, thanks for the opportunity to give some feedback.
All right.
Thanks, Sharon. Yeah, you know, I know about missing not just voices from Wisconsin, but voices. There are so many people over the years that even some, you know, Gene Faraca comes to mind whenever I think of the previous era of WPR programs. And Larry, you know, you probably know this, but I was triggered to think about this just the other day. I saw news of one of my former bosses, Mark Vogelzang, retiring. I work for Mark in Vermont, and he's retiring from Maine Public Broadcasting. And I was thinking, I learned about doing this sort of Ask the Manager show from Mark. Mark learned it from Bill Simmering when Mark was at Philadelphia's station, WHYY, and Bill Simmering got the idea from WHA's Dear Sirs. Here at what's now WPR, and that just a remarkable heritage, and thinking about all that change. So I hear you, Sharon. Thank you for the call.
Brad in Minnesota, St. Bonifacius, Minnesota.
Hi, Hi, Larry and Mike. Love what you do here. Just wanted to ask Mike if you ever have or would consider using your website to do like sort of an online poll of like what listeners think of what shows and what slots, or what shows they may prefer or not prefer, or would there be any to consider bringing back, anything like that, just using the website to say, hey, what do you guys like? What do you folks like? What do you don't like? And kind of just run it for like a month or biweekly or something, and maybe compile the data from that, and or if that's ever been done. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you, guys.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Brad. You know, we haven't talked about something like that in a while, and I think that in part it's because the journalist in us says that such polls are really unscientific, and we're awash in input, as you might imagine. We get lots of emails and phone calls to our audience services, and of course we do this Mondays with Mike segment. And periodically what we have done, though, in terms of you asked what we might have done in the past, is we have done surveys of either selected groups of our members or sometimes very large groups, asking them the same kinds of questions. So good idea in general, and we haven't done it that particular way.
Let's take a call from Kathy in Madison. Kathy, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for the opportunity to ask this question. I am a fan of To the Best of Our Knowledge and appreciate the fact that it's a locally produced program. But I feel like it's on too many times over the weekend on the various AM, FM sides of WPR, and I wonder why that is.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. You know, we're very proud of it, too, and have considered it, you know, just a star of WPR for many years. And maybe we've leaned too hard on that. We do want a lot of people to have a chance to hear it. And I'm glad to know, Kathy, that you listen to both WPR networks. Statistically, you're a bit unusual. There's a lot of separation between the two listener populations, and so we thought it was a way to let it be heard by more people by doing that. So that's the reasoning behind it. But I'll pass that on to the program folks for them to think about as we're always looking at schedules.
Philomena in DeSoto, we'll turn to you now. Hi, thanks for calling.
Thank you very much. I'm just wondering if at some point you'll be including All Things Considered and Morning Edition during the programming, because right now I am a defector to Minnesota Public Radio for those time slots because I want to catch those programs, and I can't on WPR.
Yeah, you know, one of the things, Philomena, that is challenging for us, and you can see this if you happen to look at our coverage maps on WPR.org, is that we do have uneven coverage. And one place that I think about all the time is both the Southwest, actually two places, the Southwest and the Northeast, we have pretty uneven coverage between the two networks. The reason for that is basically that we assembled the network over time, and the original FM network, about five or six stations, tried to cover everyone that they possibly could, but that did leave some, sort of holes from those circles you see in coverage maps. And we aren't planning to add All Things Considered and Morning Edition to the Ideas Network because they are carried on our NPR News and Music Network.
And so you would need to get them, and I'm not sure what the coverage is in DeSoto for the news and classical music.
Yeah, we are, I'm glad you mentioned that, Larry. It triggered another thing, which is we are always looking for more signals. I think in the time I've worked here, which is about 13 years, we've added about 10 stations to try to keep covering every spot we can. What happens is the FCC periodically will release an opportunity for stations to apply for new licenses. And I know there's an opportunity coming up probably late this year that we're already looking at to see if there are any opportunities there. And it feels pretty random as to what becomes available.
Nancy in Grafton, we'll go to you now. Hi, Nancy.
Good morning. You know, the other afternoon I was listening to a radio program, 15 minutes, and it was a local program. A young man on there happened to be my grandson, Dean. But I would like to hear him more often, for one thing. And the other thing is, I like classical music. And it would be nice once in a while to hear classical. And maybe I'm the only person in Wisconsin that would sure appreciate some polka music once in a while, because I really like that. And sometimes I can turn the TV, or the radio, I mean, down to 90.3, and that's a Michigan station. And sometimes they have music on there. But I just wish we could have a little bit of that. It makes you happy and smile.
Yeah. Yeah, and we always feel challenged because there's so many things we're not doing, you know. We do try to wrestle with one of the realities of radio, which is that if you chop up the schedule too much, it becomes hard to find anything. And so we're always internally saying, well, what about this? What about that? But thanks, and I have just fond memories of learning polka music from my roommate, who was a Polish background, when I was in college. So you're making me smile. Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy. Eric emailed with a question there. It's talking about music and so forth. Has there been any discussion about creating a station like Minneapolis's The Current, or like KCRW, that would provide progressive music? He says we have plenty of classical here, but it would be amazing to have a station like The Current.
Yes, it would. I agree. The challenge that we face is we don't currently have any, didn't mean that to be a pun, we don't have any expertise in that area of music, and so it would mean building up a whole staff as well as finding additional radio frequencies, and it's really beyond us at the moment. And this is another thing about competition on the radio dial for listening. In some communities, Milwaukee and Madison for sure, there are commercial radio stations or other public stations that really cover that ground of the style of KCRW in Santa Monica or The Current in Minnesota. So it's really not on our list at the moment.
Carol from Madison has been a longtime sustainer. She called and was interested to hear your thoughts on organizing an email list or something similar for members of the public who want to advocate on behalf of WPR or WPT in the legislature, especially when laws or budgets would be making an impact.
Oh, yeah, that's really interesting. Carol, I think that the best thing you can possibly do, based on our experience meeting with legislators and the governor and so on, is to really do it on your own, because the legislators are definitely more impressed when it's one of their constituents who's advocating. We do, in a normal year, do an annual advocacy day where we do have some volunteers join staff and try to cover as much of the Capitol as we possibly can. And the most powerful part of every one of those meetings has been when the volunteer community member who has voted for or had the opportunity to vote for that legislator is present in those meetings. So please do go ahead and write to them. I know that on the Wisconsin.gov website, there's ways to contact every single one of them.
Peter in Ashland, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, I have a question about Radio Superior. And since your screener had never even heard of the show, I want to make sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Lately, I mean, it's absolutely, other than Larry's show, it's the one I always catch. Garden Talk and that one. I used to listen to old-time radio. I really miss that. But anyway, Radio Superior, several times lately, they announce that it's on. They go to the news. And when they announce it, they say what week they're in and what year. But then as soon as the news is over, it goes to the ending. It says, well, that's all the time we have this week. Join us next week. So the show doesn't actually broadcast.
Wow.
And that has happened like the last 2 weeks in a row, but several other times too.
Yeah. Peter, thank you for letting me know about that. And for listeners who don't know what Radio Superior is, it's a local show that looks back at history in a kind of a dramatic way of a performance. And I will definitely check into that, Peter, because that's clearly a problem. I suspect it's related to a set of problems we've had with our automation software, because we don't always have people live in our studios anymore. That stopped being all the time many years ago for budget reasons. And so I'll talk to the engineers about that and see what we can do. We are replacing the entire system, but that takes a while, and I'm hoping that'll be by summer that we may have a new system that should be more reliable.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Peter. Lori in Shawano, your turn. Hi, Lori.
Hello. Every Thursday you have this you advertise for the Native American music from 10 until midnight. And the few times that I remember to check for it to be on, it's never on. Like last Thursday, I think they had maybe some Asian program on Chinese or whatever. I can't remember. But I'd also like to say that I'm in agreement with that lady who called and said that she misses like Kathleen Dunn and voices like that in the Kevin McKinley show, because it seemed like a lot of people listened to that, but for whatever reason, you guys got rid of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lori. And the show you're talking about is Galawiyose, I'm sure. And it sounds like we might be having a similar problem, because I know that Chris has been diligently doing the show even through COVID. So I will check into that one, too.
Annie emailed to say she loves WPR. Her husband and she are sustainers. Her only disappointment is they continually receive solicitations. She never responds to these mailings and wishes we wouldn't waste money printing, mailing them. Otherwise, she has such an appreciation for the fabulous network.
Well, thank you. If I were replying to Annie's email, and maybe that can be forwarded to me, and I can do that. Here's the story. We're always very happy to respond to a donor's wishes, and so I would have them contact our member services folks. They can call the main number for WPR, and they can also email. If they email listener@WPR.org, that will be forwarded to the folks in member services, and they can take care of that. Some of our mail is always people asking for money, and sometimes I'm a supporter. And any one letter is not very expensive, and I think most nonprofits, ourselves included, do it until it is not cost-effective. But I like the idea of saving the paper, too, so I hope that Annie will take care of that.
Robert in Toma, your turn. Hi, Robert. Robert, are you there?
This is Nick.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah. I never got to hear nothing. I just went right into the air. So,
so what's your comment, Nick?
My comment was, this was a long time ago, actually. You guys had a show on about amateur radio. I thought that was really cool. We need more people in the hobby. It's a great tool for when there's a natural disaster.
All right. Thanks for calling. Any comment there?
Yeah, I have such wonderful memories of ham operators, amateur radio operators, and Nick is right. They really are helpful. They organize whenever there's a natural disaster or community crisis, and I actually found a place to live once because an engineer that worked on my team talked to the person who ended up being my landlord, who said there was an available home to rent. And so very fond memories. And I agree, it's a great hobby, and many people really enjoy the opportunity to talk to people all over the world using their ham radios.
Gus in DePere, your turn. Hi, Gus.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, I'm calling because I have a cottage in Crandon, near Crandon, and I listen to 89.9 out of Eagle River. And yep. during the week, it's just scratchy and staticky and bad. And then on the weekend, it's really strong. And I just wonder if they fluctuate the transmitter or something.
Yeah. I mean, if you had said during the winter it's strong and the summer it's not, that wouldn't surprise me because leaves on trees do tend to interfere a little bit with signals. But yet another thing to check into. So it's weekdays bad, weekends good.
Yeah, that is really interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you've got a lot of things to check up on here, Mike.
That's all right. You know, I just really enjoy finding out what's going on. It's pretty hard to know everything with 38 stations, two networks, plus the HD classical that we have in some places, and a website and all the rest. So it's really great to have people let us know what's going on.
Absolutely. Mara emailed and wants to know if there's a possibility to play the Tiny Desk concert series on WPR.
Oh, wow. So people that don't know, Tiny Desk Concerts is a long-running, very popular series on NPR.org, and they've had just, you know, the top artists in the country. They have a contest they do to reveal new talent every year, just really great. And as far as I know, they are not offering that as a broadcast, and it may have to do with the broadcast rights that would need to be secured if they did it that way. And it's also really eclectic. And so I'd certainly encourage people to Google Tiny Desk Concert and see what you find there that you might enjoy.
Yeah. Let's see. Leslie emailed us say she listens to both the Ideas Network and the classicals, the news and classical music side, or news and music side, but is wondering what happened to the on-screen info crawl. It might be something only on the HD side, name of the show.
Yeah, I know what that's about, Larry. And the story there is that as we've extended ourselves very significantly to stay broadcasting with, you know, some people broadcasting from remote locations, actually most people broadcasting from remote locations, what that's called the RDBS or the text on your radio thing, we've had some failures in some places and just haven't been able to get to fixing it yet. But it is on our list to do that.
Well, with that, we are about out of time. Mike, I want to thank you so much for these monthly visits. And you get to go to many of our programs to do these. But I find them really interesting every time. And it's good to hear from our listeners.
And so do I, Larry. Thank you. And I write up a summary for our staff because not everyone gets a chance to listen at the time, and it seems to be very appreciated by the staff as well.
Yeah. Mike Crane, our guest, WPR director, and there will be another Mondays with Mike in coming up next month for sure on the Ideas Network. Just to let you know, tomorrow, WPR's sports reporter Megan Hart joins us to talk about the latest in Wisconsin sports news. And I'll also be interviewing Larry Olmsted, whose new book, Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. There's a lot of research on this, and so I'm looking forward to talking with Larry Olmsted. And looking forward to having you join us again tomorrow. But hey, in the meantime, stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.